Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim in Yunim into the Sheif Shmaitza, based on the Sefer Shiurei Dvar Melech and Simon Zion. In the Mishnah LaMelech, he writes, based on the Gemara and the Shiur should be a schus for Reb Tzvi Moshe ben Rabbi Eitan Avram Halevi, he should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yadav. And for Eitan Avram Halevi ben Bracha, he should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yadav. In the Mishnah LaMelech, he writes that when the Gemara says that Dvar Torah Shtuki is kosher, that a Safik Mamzer is kosher min HaTorah, that's only when there's no Ikva Yisura. But when there's Ikva Yisura, for example, if you have a Mamzer and a kosher person, a legitimate and illegitimate child, who are found together and we don't know who's who, in such a case, they're both Aser Bebas Yisrael, Mis Safik. Even according to the Rambam, that Safik min HaTorah is Likula, but if it's Ikva Yisura, we go Lechumra. Beharaya Alzeh. Sherei Rabbeinu, the Raya is that the Rambam islay holds the Chol Safik Torah hu lekula, v'yalef la mishtuka. He holds that every Safik Torah is lekula, and he learns this from Shtuki, from this Safik Mamzer, as it says in the Gemara, the Tvar Torah Shtuki Kasher. And nevertheless, the very self same Rambam holds that if it's Ikba Yisura, you bring an Ashem Talit. We find by other Isurei Torah where there's Ikba Yisura. Safik, if you have a chelev, a piece of chelev and a piece of shuman, and you don't know which is which, and you eat one of them, so you bring in Ashem Talui. So you see where there's a kviyas iser, you bring in Ashem Talui. So al korchach also here, not that we paskin that a shtuki is kosher, that's dafka where there's no kviyas iser. Where there's kviyas iser, dvar torah shtuki is aser. In the Sheif Shmaitza, at the beginning of Perek Beis, when he's mechadish his shita that a Safik Mamzer is mutter even b'de'ikba Yisura, the Sheif Shmaitza brings the Mishnah LaMelech, and he writes, "De'af al gav de Safik Mamzer shari, even though a Safik Mamzer is mutter, mikol makom Mamzer shenis arev v'ikba Yisura lo sharia." A mamzer that was mixed in and there was a kviyas iser is not mutter. Kevan de b'chai gavna mevim ashem talui. Since in such an instance you bring an ashem talui. Uvisafik echad ein mevim ashem talui. But if there's one safik, you don't bring an ashem talui. But since if there's ikve iser, you bring an ashem talui. Also, if you have a kviyas iser by a safik mamzer, we're also going to be machmir. So that's what the Mishnah LaMelech writes, as he was copied by the Sheif Shmaitza. And the Sheif Shmaitza says that the Mishnah Melech is in Mukhr. So what do you bring in Ashem Tali? But it's still a Safek. And the Torah says, Mamzer Vadai Lo Yavo, Ha Mamzer Safek Yavo. It says, Var Torah Shtuki Kasher, even if Ikba Yisura, because Sof Kol Sof, he's still a Safek. Now, the Sheif Shmaitza understood that the Mishnah HaMelech was coming from the Chumrah of Ikba Yisura. Because the Mishnah HaMelech holds that since Ikba Yisura, it's more Chumrah because you bring in Ashem Talui, and it's not Mistaber that the Torah is going to be Mati or a Suffolk that you normally bring in Ashem Talui for the Gabe Mamzer. So if it was on, that was on, the only issue, then the Sheif Shmaitz is Gerecht. The Sheif Shmaitz is correct. That even though you bring an Ashem Talui, but it's still a Safek, and the Torah was Mati or a Safek Mamzer. But we read the original Lashon of the Mishnah LaMelech. The Mishnah LaMelech isn't just coming from the Chumrah of Ikba Yisura. His Chumrah is from what the Rambam writes in a Tshuva, and this we learned in a previous shir, that the Mishnah LaMelech is basing himself on this Rambam in the Tshuva, that the din of Sfekus you learn from Safek Mamzer. Safek Mamzer is the model. Either as we learned in the previous shir, because that's what, how you learn Pasek by Mamzer, that it's talking about a Vaday and not a Suffix. And therefore all Isurim in the Torah are talking about Vadays and not Suffix. Or even if there's a special Yalfusa, but you can learn now from Mamzer to the rest of the Torah. That's the model. That's just like by Mamzer, not that that's Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, but just like we have a Limud by Mamzer, So too, and the Limud by Mamzer teaches us that Safik Mamzer's mutter, so to every Safik in the Torah is mutter. Or no, that you learn from Mamzer, that's how to read every Pasuk. So every time you read a Pasuk, you read it that it's talking about Vaday, not Safik. But either, we discussed that in the previous year, but either way you look at it, the model, the Shoresh, the Makor, for Safik Dairaisa, Likula, is Safik Mamzer. And if that's so, we can't be matir in a suffix mamzer what's usher b'chol ha-Torah. The whole Torah has to shtim with mamzer, because the whole Torah is the makor for mamzer. So whatever you find by the whole Torah, you're also going to find by mamzer, vice versa, because that's the makor of the limud. So if you find that by Ikbe Surah it's Asr, and you know that by Ikbe Surah it's Asr to be Mekel, because you're bringing in Asham Talui, so that compels us to say that B'chol HaTorah Kula Ikbe Surah is also Asr. So it's not just from the Chumrah of Ikbe Surah, because even after Ikbe Surah, but Sof Kol Sof it's still a Suffix. But no, from the fact that by Kol HaTorah Kula you see that Ikbe Surah is Asr, and Mamzer is the source for Sveikas and Kol HaTorah Kula. So if Mamzer is the source for Kol Sveikas and Kol HaTorah Kula, you can't say that Ikbe Yisur and Kol HaTorah Kula is going to be Aser, and by Mamzer it's going to be Mutter, because Mamzer is the source. Just like in Kol HaTorah Kula we see that Ikbe Yisur is Aser, it has to be the same by Mamzer, because Mamzer is the Shorash HaLimud. So therefore, just by looking in the Mishnah LaMelech and seeing how he writes, not like the Sheif Shmaitza, then he's clearly correct. The Sheikh Shmaitz is only correct the way he copied the Mishnah LeMelech, that he's just coming to from the Chumra of Ikbe Surah. And he says, Eina Chinami, Ikbe Surah is more Chumra. But still, Mamzer Safik Yavo, still a Safik, even though it's more Chumra, it's still a Safik. But no, but if we find that the Mishnah LeMelech says, but look at the Rambam in the Tshuva. Rambam in the Tshuva says that the Makor for Sveika Doraisis is Mamzer. And that's gonna, whatever you find there, you're gonna find by Kol HaTorah Kula. And if by Kol HaTorah Kula you find Ikbe Surah is Asur, you're gonna have to say the same thing by Mamzer. That's pretty gewaldic. We continue with the Shailos and Tshuva Samarit. We had two ways of understanding the Rambam and the Tshuva, but the Marit paves his way a new mahalach in the Rambam and the Tshuva. The Marit is Miyaches the Tshuva, like we discussed in the previous year. Some people the Girsah HaRamban, but Hein Divrei HaRambam in the Tshuva that's brought by the Rashba. And according to the Hesber of the Ma'arit, we have to say that the Torah was matir more in a Safik Mamzer than normal. Like we in the previous year we said that in a Safik Mamzer, all the Achronim, we gave four different possibilities of why you need a special Pasuk by Mamzer. Either to be matir even against a Rov, even against a Chazaka, Chulei. And that's why, even though normally Sveika Daraisa is Lekula, but we have a special pasuk by Mamzer to tell us even more. And we said that it can't be so, because the special pasuk by Mamzer is just to teach you that the whole Yesod of Sveika Daraisa Lekula, it's not teaching you more. So if you had a rove against the Sveika, or if you have a Chazaka, so then you can't be Mekel by Mamzer, because it's not teaching you more, it's the Shorish of the teaching. That's fake as Lekula. But according to the Hesber of the Ma'arit, Taka, Safik Mamzer is going to be more mutter, even according to the Rambam, than other Sveikas. Lamir Zain. The Ma'arit explains the proof of the Rambam in the Tshuva, that Sveikas are mutter men HaTorah as follows. That Safik Mamzer is mutter lovo b'kol, we definitely learn it from Pesukim, like we darshan in the Sugya and Kiddushin. Nevertheless, it's muchach from the Sugya that the Gemara understands as a Dover Pashut that B'chol HaTorah Kula Sveikas are mutter min HaTorah misvara without any marker from the Pasuk. And that is the Shlissel, that's the Mafteach to understanding the Rambam, and why Mamzer is going to be more mutter than other cases, because the sugya's understanding is a davar pashut that b'chol haTorah kula sfeikas are mutar min haTorah misafek with Adam Makar. Because Rabbah asks, why does the Torah say shtuki pasul? And he works very hard to find a reason. Why is the Safik Mamzer pasul? And he concludes, because Maila asu b'yuchsin midrabban, and they were machmir because of, they wanted to be machmir and yuchsin. It's very, very gishmak. But why was he told this in Maila's yuchsin? Halo b'chol haTorah, we find that the Chachamim make a gedder in a siyag l'Torah. And since there's a chshash iser bedaver, shema klapi shmaya galia, that he's a mamzer, it's right for Chacham to be machmir and aser even without Mailas Yuchsin. So why do we have to come on to Mailas Yuchsin? Ella al korchach, willy nilly, it's mashma to Rabbah, that when the Torah was matir a suffik mamzer, the Torah was matir a suffik mamzer legamre mitoris vaday and not mitoris suffik. And there's no chshash iser at all. That was another explanation we gave of why the Torah, why is mamzer more than others? Because even if it, because mamzer is a is mutter mitaris vaday, and that allows even a tarti desasri, a suffic mamzer, to marry both the Israelis and a mamzeris. It's mitaris vaday, not mitaris suffic. And therefore, Rab is bothered. Excuse me, if there's no chshash iser at all, even mitzad the klapi shmaya galia, that the person really is a mamzer, we're not worried about that anymore, because the Torah was matir sufik mamzer legamre. So why then would the rabbis make a siyag? What sort of gedder is there here? In the Torah's vision, this person is completely mutter. There's no reason at all that the chamer should be machmir and aser. So he had to answer, Maila Subi Yuchsin, that even though there's no siyag for Nisr Doraisa, because Midoraisa it's completely mutter, but the rabbis were machmir, because it's not right that somebody who's Yichus, who's mutl b'safek, should be mixed into Klal Yisrael who is miyuchus. Ad kan bir sugis ha-gemara gevaldik. I love learning the Gemara when it's just deeper than you would have learned it superficially. So we understand Rabbi's kasha. If the Torah was matir legamre, then why would the rabbis be machmir? And the answer is Maila Subi Yuchsin. But you see that it's Betoris Vada. Now, continues the Ma'arit, if we say that Bechol HaTorah Kula, Sveikas are Aser Min HaTorah, so we would need the Pasuk of Mamzer to be Matir Mikoch Safik, that you're allowed to be tofes the tzadakal, and be sumach that maybe shema klapi shmaya galya, that he's not a mamzer. So therefore, menalan, how are we able to add and to be mechadesh that the Torah was matir a suffik mamzer b'taras vaday? If normally sveikas are aser, so here you need the pasuk to say this suffik is mutter. But no, you see from the sugya that it's a mutter mitaras vaday, and therefore Rabbah was bothered. If it's mutter mitaras vaday, then why are the chomim making a siyag? And he had to answer, okay, ma'ala subi yuchsin. So we have to say, from the fact that it's coming to be matir b'taras vaday, that normally sveikas are mutter. So it was pasha to the Amoraim that without any marker from psukim, sveikas are mutter b'chol haTorah kula kol panav b'taras sefek. In other words, you're allowed to be tofes the tzadakal and be sumach the klapei shmaya galya, that it's not an avela needed. Now, according to this, this pasuk that we darshan to be matir a suffik mamzer is not needed to be matir b'taras suffik, that we already have a pasuk for. That we don't need a pasuk for, because that's pashut. So therefore, we have now an extra pasuk by mamzer to say that it's mutter b'taras vaday. That even if klapei shmaya galia, the person's really a mamzer, it doesn't matter. The suffik is mutter b'taras vaday. Ain mala dog. And that's why the Rambam was proving from this And the Rambam proves from Safik Mamzer that B'chol HaTorah Kula Sfeikas Har Mutarim. He means to say that from the sugi of the Gemara of Mamzer that the Amoraim understood that it's a Davar Pashat that Sfeikas Har Mutar and you need Psukim to be Matir and Mamzer. So it's Muchach that they knew from Svara that Sfeikas Har Mutar. And the reason we need to come onto a Pasuk is to be Matir with Taras Vaday. Like we said, the whole Mahalach of the sugi. That Rebbe was bothered why they were making a Rebbe was bothered why Shtuki would be Asur at all if it's Mutter B'Torah's Vaday. And how do you know it's Mutter B'Torah's Vaday? Obviously because you bring the Pasuk. But the Pasuk should just be Mutter the Suffolk in the first place. The answer is we already know on our own the Suffolk is Mutter because Fekas are Mutter B'Torah and the Pasuk is coming to add that it's Mutter B'Torah's Vaday. And if it's Mutter B'Torah's Vaday, it's bothered why you Mutter and the answer is because they were my loss will be Yuchsin. So the Rabban and the Gezach. So that's how the Ma'arit understood the Rambam in the Tshuva. That the parts of the Gemaras that we're learning from Mamzer, Sfeikas are Mutter, but the Mamzer is Mutter Mitaras Vaday. And all other Sfeikas are Mutter Mitaras Safik. Safik Mamzer is Mutter Mitaras Vaday. So, Mir haben jetzt in Hand a dritter Verstand bedivrei haRambam b'tshuva. We have a third understanding of the Rambam in the Tshuva. Not like we learned in the previous year. That bevadei moda haRambam, that we say Sufik Mamzer Yavo is mikarcha drasha. And not like the first Havana, that's Pashup Shan the Pasuk. No. See Alfusa Mikro. And the Rambam also doesn't mean that once we learn from the Siyafusa that there's a binyan af from Mamzer to call a Torah Kula. No, that's the second Havana of the Rashba B'Divrei Rambam that we learned in the previous year. What the Rambam means to tell us is that from the Sugya and Kiddushin it's Muchach that B'chol HaTorah Kula Sfeikas are Mutter Mitaras Safik. And from this Sugya you see that in addition to Kol HaSfeikas being Mutter Mitaras Safik, Mamzer is Mutter, Safik Mamzer is Mutter, Mutaris Vaday. And therefore, according to this, it's Pashut that the Havana of the Mishneh Lamelech Nafal Bebira, it now falls into a deep pit. Because we started off the Shir, we saw the Mishneh Lamelech, who says that Ikbi Surah is Aser. Why? Because look, the Rambam is learning from Safik Mamzer. Tzvara Torah Shtuki Kasher. That's the Makor. And since Tzvara Torah Shtuki Kasher is the Makor, you can't say that B'chol HaTorah Kula Ikbi Surah is Aser, you're going to bring an Ashim Taloi. But by Ikba Yisur or by Mamzer, if you have a Mamzer and a legitimate child hidden together and you don't know who's who, they look alike, you get them mixed up, that's going to be Mutter Zalai Choliot, because it has to shtim. The Safik Mamzer case has to shtim with Kol HaTorah Kula. But according to this, it's Punkt Fakert, the Torah was Matir from this Sugya. We see that the Torah was Matir a Safik Mamzer more than they were Matir other Sfekas, as we explain the whole Mahalach. Now all of the different Achronim had their Mahalchim, how it's more Matir. The Ma'arit says, again, it's a Davar Pashut, that Sfeikas are Mutter, and that the Limud, that in the Sugya it's a Davar Pashut, according to the Ma'arit, that Sfeikas are Mutter. And the limud is to tell you, so Taka, this sugya is the shorish for Sfeikas or Mutter. But the limud to Safik Mamzer is Mutter is telling you there's something more about Safik Mamzer that's Mutter. So what does the Ma'arit say? The Ma'arit says, you know what's more Matir? That it's Mutter B'Torah Svadai. And therefore the Nafkamina is that he can marry a Bas Yisrael and a Mamzeres Bevas Achas. If it was a Suffolk, you'd say, we don't know who you are. But here it's a Vaday. He's Vaday Mutter. He's Vaday Mutter both ways. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you. Even though it's Tarti Desasri. But it's not, because here it's Midin Vaday. The Pri Chodesh is going to say that it's Pashut that all Sfeikas are Mutter. And what's the Pasuk needed for? The Pasuk is needed to tell you that even if there's a Chazaki Lisura, we're still going to be Matir a Suffolk Mamzer. Even if there's a Chazaki Lisur, the Asa this Mamzer. And the Pnei Yoshua says, even if there's a Rov. And the Sheif Shmaitz and the Chavaz Das say that even if it's Ikba Yisura, it's still going to be Mutter. But according to the, what's the Yisod of the Ma'arit? The Yisod of the Ma'arit is that it was Pasha to the Amoraim that Sfeikas are Mutter. That was Pasha. And the reason we're bringing Mamzer is because Mamzer is something added. That it's even more Mutter. So each of them has their reasons. Why it's Mutter Bofen Vaday? And they give the reason why it's Mutter Bofen Vaday, but the basis is that all Sfeikas are Mutter. And here, Rabbah was bothered. Wait a second. We have a special pasuk here, even though normally Sfeikas are Mutter. So we have a special added pasuk here to be Matir with Torah's Vaday. Then why would the Chachamim Aser? That's so weird. So therefore he has to answer, my law subi yuchsin. Not just the regular answer of Siyag de Rabbanim, there's nothing to Siyag here. Because here it's Mutter B'Torah Zvaday. And again, the Achronim give their various nafkaminas as to why it's Mutter B'Torah Zvaday. So, Ad Khan from the beautiful Sefer Shirei Dvar HaMelech, the only thing I'd like to note is that this whole thing of being the whole Mahalach in the Gemara is very good according to the Ma'arit. Just the Rav Kreuzer Zatzal in the Shirei Dvar HaMelech, he understands that the other Shitas also, the Pnei Yoshua and the Pri Chodesh, who say that it's, and the Sheif Shmaitz and the Chavaz Das, who give the reasons of Ikba Yisura and of that even in Ikba Yisura it's Mutter, and even against the Chazakah it's even against the Ikba Yisura it's Mutter, and even against the Chazakah it's Mutter, and even against the Rov it's Mutter. I didn't see that they used the Lashon of Torah's Vaday. In other words, the whole Mahalach in the Sugya is based that here we're Matir B'Torah's Vaday, and therefore that compelled Rav to ask his question. If it's Mutter B'Torah's Vaday, then why are the rabbis answering it? But this whole thing of being Matir B'Torah's Vaday is the Shprach of the Ma'arit. And he says that the Nafkamin of being Mutter B'Torah's Vaday is that it's Mutter B'Mamzeres and Abbas Yisrael B'Vas Achas. We're not Mesupik what he is, then he wouldn't be allowed with both. We would just say he could be Mekel one way or the other, but not both. So we say, no, he can be Mekel with both because it's B'Torah's Vada. He's Mutter to both. But the other opinions, I don't know if they come from it being Mutter B'Vada, it's more Mutter. That a Suffolk Mamzer is more Mutter. So therefore that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach you. That normally we're Mekel and Sfeikas, and here we're even more Mekel. And here we're even more Mekel, even against the Chazakah. And can Rav still ask his question? Then why would the rabbis be Machamer if we're more Mekel? That I'm not so sure, because there's still a Suffolk, Klapei Shmaya. It's just a stronger Heter. Hakopanim, this is all Bebchinas Redden and Learning, just speaking with you a little bit and learning. And we should all be Zochet, Lilmodu Lelamid Lishmor Velasos. Thank you, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Tzvi Moshe, and Rabbi Moshe Gavriel, and all my sweetest friends for listening. And we should be Zochet, Lilmodu Lelamid Lishmor Velasos, Velakayim Skaldivri Samo Tarasu Behava. Hopefully, in our next Iyunim Bishmait Sashir, we will get to the very fascinating topic of Tre Kule Disasri Lahadadi. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.